Sister Rose Lewin of Picton was nursing in the southwest when she received her call-out papers. She served in Gaza and then made the perilous sea journey to New Guinea as the Japanese continued their advances toward Australia.
I enjoyed my nursing time in New Guinea, even though the climate was hot and humid and most of us suffered a certain amount of discomfort from heat rash. We welcomed the daily downpour of rain, which it cleared the air and made the evenings more comfortable. Horses were taken to Port Moresby to use on the Kokoda Trail, and as the Japs retreated and the Australian troops made better roads or tracks, the horses were sent back to the Moresby area. Scrub typhus was a serious complaint requiring skilled nursing and a ward that was always busy, as were other medical conditions such as malaria, diarrhoea, and various fevers. Our Six Sisters ward was never fully in use, the standard of health of the unit being very good. No malaria cases while I was in charge for some weeks, and I can't remember hearing of any during the time I was in New Guinea. I think it was because the sisters took their Atabrin tablets regularly.
When the European War ended, Sister Rose was working at the Army Hospital in Heidelberg. Her next posting was Bougainville.
The Coral Sea battle was over, and Australia is now considered safe from invasion by the Japanese. The Pacific Islands occupied by Japs have been cleared up and handed over to the Australian troops. Bougainville is the one handed to a young battalion, and the 2nd First 88s also had new reinforcements, even in the nursing unit. No longer is it necessary for the sisters to be 26 years of age before enlisting, but need only be over 21 years. At Bougainville, the troops from Australia had to search for odd Japanese still on the island, and also to try and find landmines which had been concealed. In my ward one day, we admitted two patients, both with a fractured spine, caused by an exploding landmine. One was a young, eager boy, just of age, and the other a more mature man of 24 years. The young one was so eager to be first to find a mine and was reprimanded to keep back. But the worst happened and he tripped off the mine and two of them were injured severely.
After the war, Rose returned to Warren District Hospital and 3 years later became sister in charge of the Manjimup Infant Health Clinic. She established numerous clinics in the Manjimup outlying districts. In 1955, she returned to Bunbury to run the Lady Mitchell Memorial Child Health Centre on Spencer Street. In 1978, Rose was awarded an Order of Australia Medal. Rose Lewin died on the 27th of February 1995, aged 87.